Hi, my name is Alex Kuch, and welcome to another episode of the I'm Adopted podcast. And we're at the beach today here in New Zealand at Long Bay. That's where you will hear some beach background noises, such as the waves and the annoying but also stunning seagulls flying in the background in the horizon. And the most important thing at all, we've got somebody very important with us today. Our founder and director, Alex Sasha Gilbert, who has just recently returned from the top of the Arctic Circle in Russia, from Arkhangelsk. And we really look forward to hearing about his journey there. And I look forward to talking with him about it, what it was like, and all the impressions, especially being back in winter, where it gets really cold, to freezing temperatures. So without further ado, I'm passing you over now to Alex Sasha Gilbert.
Well, look, thank you, Alex, so much for that. Sasha Alexander Gilbert, or Alexander Sasha Gilbert, you know, you say my full name and it gets a bit more serious, I think. But as you can hear in the background, the beautiful waves, this is a place that I go to really just have some relaxing time and just, I guess, think about things. And because obviously we all have up and downs in life and things like that. And I have come here a few times, actually. And not, of course, you know, just to reflect on things, think back on things and things that I always think about that maybe I could have done a little bit better. You know, no big regrets, just things that I always think about. But yes, I'm back. It was very cold. It was the start of winter. It wasn't exactly right in the middle of winter, but it felt definitely like the middle of winter. It was the coldest it got when I was in Arkhangelsk was -9 degrees, which was something that was crazy. And with me saying this, actually us doing the podcast outside, we couldn't do this in Arkhangelsk. I don't think we would last long. It would be incredibly cold. You guys would be listening and you wouldn't even realize how cold it would be.
So thank you for that brief overview of what it was like going back to Russia. And I think our listeners will have some more in-depth questions. And some questions that I've come up with that are really of interest to myself, but also I think that will be very interesting for our global and national listeners are, what did you feel like when you came back to Russia? Or what did you feel like when you stepped into the airplane or when you landed at the airport in Russia? What did go through your mind? What were you feeling like? What was your impression when you got off the aeroplane in Russia?
Well, with this recent trip, obviously, it had been a few times. This was definitely not my first time, as you know, going to Russia, but this time it was really something that I wanted to focus on. I guess other people who are adopted connecting with their relatives and doing the research side of things. For me, it was very important to go over, revisit my birth city, Arkhangelsk, a very small place, but in Russia sense, it's quite big, it's crazy, cold, and it's right at the top of the country. But with my own emotions, it's always about getting myself more familiar with where I came from. And to me, that's always something that has always been on my mind all the time. The more I go back, the more I can reconnect and get myself familiar. Compared to the first time in 2013, I didn't go to Arkhangelsk the first time. I didn't go to Arkhangelsk until 2017. But with myself going there for the third time to Arkhangelsk this time, it's really something. I don't connect with it as much as I thought I would in the beginning. Arkhangelsk is more of that sort of place where I can connect with some of my relatives there. I can connect with some of my roots regarding the orphanage and places like that. But I do not feel like it is my home myself. I do look at it, though, as my birth city. And that is it's a big thing for me. I'm very proud to come from Arkhangelsk. And it's just really fascinating, especially when you show somebody on a map, look, this is where I come from. I've come from this place. And this is where I live. Can you see how long it takes to get here? Takes a very long time. 2 hours of flying, or 2 days of flying, 2 hours of flying, 2 days of flying to be exact. But if someone said to me tomorrow, Alex, do you want to go to Arkhangelsk, you know, for a week, possibly, I'd most likely say yes. I'd most likely say yes more if it was the summertime. I'm just being funny. But yeah, it was definitely important for me to go back and see Arkhangelsk again.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for giving a very in-depth overview of what it was like for you to go back to your hometown of Arkhangelsk. And I'm sure it will have given a very unique insight to our listeners everywhere. But I think we would like to go even further with this. I certainly would like to know more. And for our listeners, what did you actually feel like on a personal level? Like, what did your body feel like? Were you tensed up, or were you at ease now more, or were you feeling a bit anxious? Like, what did you feel like when you were getting off the plane? Like, really put us into the motions there, and paint us a picture of what it was like when you landed there, for instance, to start us off with, and tell us a bit of what the journey took you from New Zealand to Arkhangelsk. Give us an overview of that, please, and especially how did you feel at each key point of the journey?
The key points to the journey of going to Russia again. Obviously, I have a lot of emotions. I feel very anxious going to Russia every time because I don't know what to expect. And going so far, and just it's always expecting the unexpected as well, in a good way. It's a lot of excitement. I'm very nervous, but I'm just very excited to see what is on the other end. And the journey there is long, so I have a long time to think about getting to Russia. And we got to Moscow first. We had to wait 5 hours. And then, this is from flying 16 hours and then 6 hours and then waiting 5 hours in Moscow. By then, the only thing I could really think about was sleep. But of course, I didn't feel that tired because I was very nervous about the trip and very excited at the same time. It's a lot of emotions, like when something is big to happen the very next day, but you're not sure exactly what it could be. That's how I was feeling. But getting to Arkhangelsk finally that night, on the Friday night, I was really relieved, and I was really looking forward to what was next with this trip and this new journey to Russia.
Thank you, Alex, for giving us that very emotional insight into the key journey of your trip, of your journey of getting to Arkhangelsk. Now, would you be able to please give us an overview of what key activities you did there and what you felt most proud of and why?
Well, I don't know if many of you know this, but I didn't just go to Arkhangelsk. I also went to St. Petersburg and Moscow. And I have to say, the comparison between all those three, at the end of the day, Russia is absolutely beautiful. St. Petersburg, I don't want to be a trip advisor agent or a review person, but St. Petersburg is absolutely beautiful. And I'm not just saying this because I was born in Russia, but St. Petersburg is by far the most beautiful city I've ever been to in my life. And I've been to not that many cities. But what we're doing in Russia was we're doing research for Reunited. And of course, you're dealing with all sorts of up and downs, emotions, searches. You never know what's going to happen. You don't know the outcome. But it was truly something I was very, very, I still am, of course, passionate about. I'm very proud of it. And, you know, we are making things happen. We start filming the show now. It's a reason why I have had to keep quite quiet off I'm adopted and all of that. But I'm focusing a lot on everything all at once. And it's awesome. It's amazing. It's incredible. That's why we have the awesome Alex Cush helping us with I'm Adopted, running things on the side. And it's just having a team of people, all of us, and we're just so proud to all be a team together and just showing that support for each other. And as I say to many times, to many of the adoptees that I know around the world, we should all support and respect each other because that is what we're trying to do. And we just want to talk to each other and grow that community. But going back with inside Russia, I remember waking up the next morning and looking out the window. And of course, when you fly somewhere for a very quick trip, you wake up the next morning after being absolutely sleep deprived for the last 24 hours, you wake up and you don't exactly know what's going on. Well, I'm not like waking up and panicking, but you know, you wake up and you go, quick 5 seconds, oh, where am I? Ah, okay, I'm on the top of Russia right now. And just looking out of the window, it was -7 degrees. It was freezing cold outside, but I was really, really looking forward to what was happening next. And I can't exactly get into detail about our schedule and what we got up to because of the TV show itself, but It was incredible. And the stuff that we are doing there is just amazing. And of course, you guys will hear more about it very soon. And it's just, I'm very proud of it. St. Petersburg as well. We had a meeting with about 4 different people in St. Petersburg for some of our stories there. And the help of people helping, searching for us, families, just getting us advice. We knocked on doors, we went everywhere, and it was just, it was amazing. And I don't even know how much I can honestly say how amazing that was, but it was awesome. And then after that, we went to Moscow and did a lot more meetings there, and it was awesome again. Moscow's huge, crazy, a lot of people, but it was beautiful. Red Square, I recommend it. If you go to Russia, definitely go to St. Petersburg and Moscow. And if you want to see the top of Russia, go check out Arkhangelsk, because it's the city of angels. It means archangels. And it's beautiful. I would recommend going in. Now, again, I don't want to be TripAdvisor review, but we've got to always have a bit of humor in these podcasts. Otherwise, we're never ever going to smile or laugh, are we? So I always recommend go to Arkhangelsk in the middle of summer. They have the long white nights. St. Petersburg have the same as well, but not as strong as Arkhangelsk. So the sun goes down about 2 a.m. It hardly really goes down at all. It goes down for about an hour, and it comes back out at 3. And it's the most beautiful time of the year. I've not been in the white nights in Arkhangelsk, but it is definitely on my wish list. I won't say bucket list, because I don't have a bucket list, but it's on my wish list. But a lot of the research has been going on in Russia, and every day I'm focusing on going through people's stories, helping people out with their birth family searches, and just focusing on that and making things happen. I also got to meet with the Russian government and meet with the children's ambassador in Moscow, which was incredible. And she's a great contact for me, and we have growing a relationship for the last 2 years and growing that contact. And she's a great resource and great help for I'm Adopted and the Reunited TV show. So I just really want to thank you for that as well. We actually chat casually as well, just on social media, emails. We have a good chat sometimes about ideas, how we can work together. And I'm very proud and very fortunate to have that contact and relationship.
Thank you, Alex, for giving us this reunited overview. And also, first off, really looking forward to the upcoming TV show in the upcoming year that you're going to be doing with Reunited and taking people back to Russia to find their birth families. So really looking forward to that. But also, I'm really proud of the stories that we've done with the I'm Adopted podcast. And some personal highlights of mine have been the podcast of Daria Rottenberg. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, Daria. Wasn't on purpose if it wasn't correct. So yeah, really enjoyed podcasts like that. And what I really enjoyed about those types of podcasts were they were really deep and meaningful, and they also had some really intense story to it, but they all had a theme of people being faced with adversity in their life, but them managing to overcome it through some kind of support and or their own share will. So that's been really inspiring. But I'm also thankful to my friend and, you know, director Alex Gilbert for, you know, allowing me to be part of this journey of his and being part of the I'm Adopted team and helping him to host the I'm Adopted podcast. And I'm really looking forward to see where everything is going for the next year, for 2020. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. And in the beginning of the podcast, I remember asking Alex if he could be involved and help out with the podcast. Of course, he was shy. He didn't really want to talk on any radio or anything like that, you know, podcast radio sense. But now I think he wants to become a voice radio guy for the BBC. And rumors are down the grapevine is he's looking for a job in radio. He does have a job, don't worry, but he's looking for a new job in radio. So if anybody's got any job openings, please go ahead and check out Alex on Facebook NZ Alex Kush, and let him know. Yes, that was a sponsored ad, by the way. I'm just joking. Thank you guys, honestly, this year for all of you who have been involved with the I'm Adopted podcast. We are sharing more with the community, growing more, and helping more connect. We have some big plans for 2020. I'm going to be doing a talk next year in the States in April. It's going to be pretty cool about adoption. For I'm adopted. I'm filming my show now, so I'm focusing a lot on that as well. So I'm handing a lot over to Alex to take over a lot for I'm Adopted, because we want to keep that going, of course, and we want to keep growing it for all of you guys around the world. And next year we are definitely going to be looking at growing the team more, getting people more involved, and getting more people on board. And it's a big thing that I've been wanting to do for a while now, and I think we're up to that time where we can actually start doing that even more and more. It's been incredible to hear all of your stories this year, all of you adoptees for getting involved on the podcast, and just you guys being guests on the podcast and just being involved. And it's incredible, and I thank you guys so much for all of your feedback as well. And you guys just reaching out to me, a lot of you who have found your families this year. You know, of course, I'm Adopted does not focus, it's not I'm Adopted Find Your Family, but having that feedback about somebody who's reached out to somebody to find a relative, it's awesome. It's incredible, and it's what the adopted person wanted to do, and that's a big thing for them. Even when they thank all of us, and I'm Adopted for having this platform or having this community, and you just say, look, it's okay. This is what we're here for. This is what the community is here for. And everybody should talk to each other, talk with each other. And of course, big word I always say, it's just respect each other's stories and respect each other's upbringings, life, etc. So it's beautiful waves, eh? So if you have not yet checked out I'm Adopted on Facebook, and I do add this to the podcast because I don't want to forget, it's facebook.com/I'm Adopted.org. Please go ahead, check it out. We have a private group there. We also have, you can also share your story on the Facebook page as well. Please flick us an email and we will get back to you, and we'll be happy to share your story. If you've got any advice you'd like to ask us, please go ahead and email us as well. This is what we're all about. We are worldwide adopted. We're for anybody adopted anywhere in the world, wherever you live, everything like that. It's awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening to the I'm Adopted podcast this year. Thank you so much for the final one of the year, and I appreciate all of you guys tuning in, and we'll be getting back into it straight away for 2020, and we're going to actually have adopted people hosting the podcast as well, more adoptees, I should say, and it's going to be awesome. So thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, as I always say, dasadanya, ibashoya spasiba, paka paka, thank you so much.